Captain Phil Kirk from the Park City Police Department has announced the toxicology reports confirm the cause of deaths of Grant Seaver and Ryan Ainsworth. It's stated as an acute drug intoxication of U-47-700, the synthetic opioid known as Pink. Grant Seaver died September 11th, and his best friend, Ryan Ainsworth, passed away 2 days later. Resulting from the sudden deaths, the school district and law enforcement began a broad sweeping identification of other students who may have been connected with the boys through social media and friendships. Two search warrants were initiated in early October. Later in the month, a 15-year-old boy was charged with allegations consisting of distribution of a controlled or counterfeit substance, a second-degree felony, and reckless endangerment, a Class A misdemeanor. Due to the age of the boy, KPCW is not publicizing his name. The investigation is ongoing, but the Park City Police Department wants everyone to understand how toxic the drug is and that the smallest amount can kill a person if ingested. The following is a list of possible identifying characteristics. White powder. It can also come in liquid form, such as droppers or nasal inhalers. Unmarked delivery boxes, perhaps with handwritten labels. Any packages being shipped to one's home, especially from Asian countries. Even if very small doses are found, the police department wants people to know that they should not touch it and to contact them immediately. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.